Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I think you're the only one.
Okay.
Did you have a good day?
Yes. We had two doctor appointments, then we came home, took a nap, and then I've been cleaning the drawer, so I guess that's a good day.
It's a good day.
Yeah. It's really cold, so for us, you know, 40 degrees is really cold.
I know. Should we get started or just wait?
Why don't we just go ahead, because I think we could finish this section.
Only two verses, so.
Right, let's go ahead and finish it.
When the Parsha of Noah, section 21 of the Zohar, we're at Pasuk 162, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, Be'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael. Le'mud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino, Amadunai Eloheinu, Aleinu, Ma'asei Adenu, Kunene, Aleinu, Ma'asei Adenu, Kunenehu. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Le'at lecha mila bi'alma b'kudsha b'richu kameila kamo kova divriyat k'diya k'arev no kemet nekam b'rit v'tachat tzela Ishtalem hova tadara d'tofana ela begin dechavu bechavilu diarchaehu alara diapaudav dehavo mikha pache daleda Kediktiv, Betamalei Haaretz, Hamasukiv, Imala Haaretz, Hamas, Mifnehem, Mikol Makum, Utishachet Haaretz, Lifnei HaElokim, Vechineni Mishchitam, Mida kingad, mida chini mashchitiam, bechovad chebaluta. Rabbi Shimon said that there is nothing in the world which so provokes the zealousness of the Holy One, blessed be he, as the sin of the disregarding of the covenant. As it is written, a sword that shall execute the vengeance of the covenant. Come and see, the sin of the generation of the flood was not completed until they sinned against by corrupting their ways on the earth. And even though they were violent with each other, as it is written, and the earth was filled with violence, and for the earth is filled with violence through them, I shall destroy them. This was because of the sin of letting semen spill in vain. That is, their sentence was not sealed until the covenant was blemished. the earth was also corrupt before the Elohim, and I shall destroy them, was measure for measure. Questions, comments, thoughts?
It just really shows us the seriousness of how Hashem looks at sexual improprieties. I guess you could summarize it. It's letting us know the spirit of seed, too. You know, he's been really, it's really specific here.
Yes, it is. But it really doesn't give any justification for why he is that upset. Not that we need to know why he is upset. So why make the statement? If it, you know, what it, is it true that they're making, that he's making the statement and we just have to trust it?
Well, I think because of, well, just look how many diseases and sicknesses, even in the physical world, that come about because of sexual improprieties. So it's not only, it's also a protection. I'm thinking of like AIDS. And, I'm trying to think.
All kinds of sexually transmitted diseases.
Yeah.
And they all, you know, they all seem to be very much paramount in this generation.
And then to know that it was the measure for measure for the flood was because of spilling of semen. I mean, that was a real important point that we learned during the week.
Correct. But also that it's the sin of the generation was it wasn't just one or two. It wasn't just an individual correction. It was a correction of the whole generation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've had the same problems in every generation. It's just, I think we see more evidence of it, where it was kind of kept quiet if a pregnancy, out of marriage, you know, 50 years ago, you just didn't talk about it.
Right.
You know, it was more privately kept, whereas today everything is out in the open.
Should we go on?
Well, unless you have something that you want to add.
Not really.
I mean, it's kind of clear as written, but you can see all the hidden things. I guess maybe because our age and we've seen it. You know, we've seen it come, the change.
Correct.
I noticed that the Zohar uses the word zealousness rather than jealous. I think in English commentaries, most of the time, you know, it'll refer to God as being a jealous God. You don't see the word zealous as much, whereas I'm noticing in the last few verses that we've had zealousness rather than jealous.
Understand.
But they even used the word for Pinchas, being zealous, you know, zealous for Hashem. So it's like, okay, so the Holy One is being zealous for us. I always feel like the mitzvah, like a boundary of a football field. And its vote are the boundaries, and Hashem put them there to help us. No, when you're out of boundary, well, okay, there's going to be some effect. And, you know, so stay within the boundaries of the mitzvot, and Hashem won't have to be zealous. We can be the zealous one.
Jealousy and zealously are two different energies. They really are very unique.
Right.
And in our modern usage, it means the same because it sounds so close together. But it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Jealousy is a negative energy that depletes energy by stealing it. And zealousness means that you are yearning, you are feeling a lack strongly. Very different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 163. Ve'iti amre dila ishtalim kastehu eila. And there are those who saw that their measure of guilt was not completed when they sinned with violence and were cruel with each other. For by this they were wicked toward heaven and to other people. Come and see. There are many ministers above who are appointed to the voices of those who declare the sentence of their neighbors. To heaven for what has been done to them and for this sin. It is written, the earth is filled with violence through them. This means that each and every one passed judgment on the neighbor before heaven. That is why it is said, will I destroy them with the earth? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that's not clear to me, unless now they're getting away from sexual improprieties more to relationships with people with each other. I felt that one wasn't clear.
No, they're not getting away from that.
Okay.
What they're saying is that they were cruel to each other, but that was not the straw that broke the camel's back. They were cruel to each other, and they deserved to be destroyed because they were cruel to each other. But people would get together. They would hurt each other, but that didn't draw the punishment. What drew the punishment, measure for measure, was water, was the fluid that was expelled.
Mm-hmm.
That fluid is what bothered some people. And that's where the zealousness came in.
Oh, I see where it is. And for this sin, it is written, the earth is filled with violence through them. Okay, that's what, where the reference to the same feeling of sin. Okay, I missed that.
Understand.
Okay.
So the section is fairly clear.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Okay. Well, we'll start studying the 22 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, tomorrow's Friday.
Not tomorrow.
I think it is. I'm not sure.
We'll meet next week.
Okay, next week. Okay. All right. I thank you.
Thank you. You have a beautiful evening.
Okay,
and we'll have a Zohar class at 6:30 tomorrow evening.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
Shalom.